Today I want to talk a little bit more about Revelation 3:10. This is a verse that those who believe in a pre-trib rapture claim is just a really clear scripture proving their doctrine. I've already covered this in a previous moment, but I'm going to cover a different aspect of it today. The Bible reads in Revelation 3:10, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." Well, there you go, folks. Right there, he flat out said that the rapture comes before the tribulation. No, he didn't. He said no such thing. First of all, he's speaking to a literal church that existed thousands of years ago. If you take this verse literally, he's speaking to the church at Philadelphia, and he's telling them, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth." So if you were to take it literally, an hour is 60 minutes. But you say, well, no, we're not talking literally. We're talking figuratively. And pretty much any verse that people show you to prove a pre-trib rapture, it's a lot of figuratism. It's a lot of symbolism. It never comes flat out and says it, because it isn't true, that's why. But they say, you know, the hour of temptation is symbolic of the 7 years tribulation. Well, I can't see any other place in the Bible where an hour would represent 7 years. I don't understand how they can derive 7 years out of an hour. And I don't see how they can get tribulation out of temptation. But let me give you a couple of verses from later on in the book of Revelation that actually do talk about an hour. Like, for example, in Revelation chapter 14, right before God pours out his wrath in chapters 15 and 16 with the seven vials, he says in Revelation 14:7, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters." So that right there talks about the hour of judgment is come. And that's right about the time he's about to pour out his wrath. So who's to say, if you want to just get all symbolic now and start saying what represents what, who's to say that God's not saying there that they're delivered from his wrath, from the hour of judgment, from the hour of his punishment or wrath? Again, in Revelation 18, when he destroys Babylon, he says, "In 1 hour, so great riches has come to naught." So an hour in the Bible seems to be tied in with him pouring out his wrath or with judgment, if anything. And I'm not saying that that's what I believe it represents, but what I'm saying is that if you're going to get symbolic and say that it represents the 7 years tribulation, you have no evidence to back that up. There would be more evidence of saying, well, we're going to be delivered from wrath, because there are lots of verses that say we'll be delivered from wrath, but there's no verse that says that we will be delivered from the tribulation. In fact, the Bible talks a lot about believers going through the tribulation. And so this Revelation 3:10 is just really grasping at straws. You know, they have to make an hour become 7 years. They have to make temptation become tribulation. And they're just reading things into the scripture that simply are not there.